Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gopanima Mahotsava ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna devotees, dear devotees, welcome to our class on Lord Chaitanya, and particularly this evening we're focusing on the internal reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the internal reasons. This is discussed particularly in chapter 4 of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And, of course, in chapter 3, there's an introduction, you could say, because chapter 3 is basically about the external reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. External, internal, you know, sometimes when we hear that something is external in Krishna consciousness, we think, oh, well, it's not really so important. It's sort of maybe artificial, or something of that sort. But in this case, it's not like that. External reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Well, I'll tell you the main external reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. It was to save you and me, to save all of us, through establishing the Sankirtan movement, through establishing the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. This is what has saved us. This is what has saved us. So you cannot say, obviously we cannot say that it's just, you know, it's not important. It's extremely, really, not just important, but vital. Where would we be if Lord Chaitanya had not come and established the Sankirtan movement and the chanting of the holy names of the Lord? You tell me where we would be, and I'll tell you that we would be nowhere. We would be in such a worse position than we are now that, oh, I hate to think where I would be. Honestly, I just hate to think. Too bad. So, Lord Chaitanya came, in those terms, Lord Chaitanya came when the time for establishing the Yuga Dharma had arrived. There's a Yuga Dharma in every Yuga, and there's a particular form of the Lord who appears in every Yuga in order to establish the Yuga Dharma. This is simply normal in terms of the Lord's activities. So, the time came. It was Kali Yuga. Things were going downhill. It was time for the Lord to appear and, as usual, establish the Yuga Dharma, the prescribed religious process for that yuga. Now, in this case here, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. But he is Krishna. He is not Vishnu. This is a very important point to grasp, that in the other yugas, that the incarnation of the Lord who comes is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, not of Lord Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead from Goloka Vrindavan. All these Vishnu forms, they come from the Vaikuntha planets. And of course the Vaikuntha planets are a lot nicer than the planets where we are living in general. I'm living in South Africa, and in many ways it's just, it's really not good at all, in many ways. Some of you who are tuned in are living in England, and it's also not good there. It's really not good. I don't know, maybe we've got some devotees here from the United States. I think it's really bad there. I don't think it's as bad as South Africa, but I think it's worse than England. So devotees from all over, there are many devotees watching our program this evening. We're very happy to have your company. And the thing is, the point is here that only once in a day of Lord Brahma does Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, appear. And then in the Kali Yuga immediately after that, then Lord Krishna again, the original Supreme Lord, appears, but in the form of Lord Chaitanya. He is Krishna on the outside and Radharani on the inside, you could say. Something like that. He is Krishna, but his mood, his emotions, his life's activities, all these things, they're all of Srimati Radharani. They're not Lord Krishna's natural activities at all. So this is a very important point to grasp, the significance of this. There are, in a day of Brahma, there are 1,000 cycles of the four yugas. Lord Krishna mentions this in Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Vidu, that Sahasra Yuga, 1,000 cycles of the yugas, Aharyad Brahmano Vidu, happen in the day of Lord Brahma. So that means 1,000 Kali Yugas, 1,000 Satya Yugas, 1,000 Treta Yugas, 1,000 Dwapara Yugas, and 1,000 Kali Yugas. But only one time during that whole period, Krishna himself appears. Otherwise, it's Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu does not give Vraja Bhakti. He does not give access to Vrindavan. And you know why, devotees? Because he does not have access to Vrindavan. Oh, that's an interesting point, isn't it? I don't want to go into the details of that some other time. I mean, we have on many occasions, actually. The story of Bhrigu Muni is very important in that regard. But the bottom line, the basic point is that Lord Vishnu, he's a resident of Vaikuntha, and he is not situated in Goloka. That Goloka is considerably higher than Vaikuntha. I can just mention one little detail. In that regard, it's a very interesting point from Brihad Bhagavatamrita that in the second part, the last part, and right at the end, almost on the last page of the entire book, you have the hero, Gopakumar, but now he's known as Sarup. Yeah, you have Sarup, who, as Gopakumar, went back to Goloka Vrindavan. He's now a resident of Goloka Vrindavan, personal associate of Krishna. So, the thing is, that now he's gone back to Godhead. Now, in Goloka, he has been given a specific duty. Everyone has their service, of course. But his duty, a little unusual, to travel up and down between Goloka and the material world and preach to people in the material world. That's his service. And as he's traveling from Goloka down to the material world, from the material world back to Goloka, as he's traveling, he goes past the Vaikuntha planets and all the material planets on his way actually to planet Earth. So he goes past the Vaikuntha planets and he sees the devotees there and he sees what's going on many times, up and down, up and down. So that Gopakumar, that Sarup, now he's on, at the end of the book, he's on planet Earth preaching to someone to go back to Godhead. And he tells that person that when I travel from Goloka and I pass by the Vaikuntha planets, I see the people there and what states they're in. And he says that compared to the devotees in Goloka, and compared to the ecstasy of the devotees in Goloka, the devotees of the Vaikuntha planets, they seem very miserable. Like they're just not happy. And that's Vaikuntha. You know, compared to planet Earth, Vaikuntha, the place of Lakshmi Narayan, in all their many different forms. Compared to the Earth planet, Vaikuntha is just incredible. Absolutely amazing. So blissful, so ecstatic. It's literally out of this world compared to here. But compared to Goloka, Sarup, Gopakumar says, it looks like they're suffering. They're struggling. That's interesting, isn't it? So, for so many years, one cycle of the four yugas is 4,320,000 years. 1,000 cycles is the length of one day of Lord Brahma, means 4,320,000,000. That's an awfully long time. So you get all these avatars coming and going and coming and going and coming and coming and coming and going and going. Many, many of them, thousands. None of them are able to give us access to Goloka Vrindavan. None of them are able to help us enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. None of them. They can only help us go to Vaikuntha and become devotees of Lakshmi Narayan, which is much better than being here, being in Maya on planet Earth. But still, it just doesn't compare to Goloka. So Lord Chaitanya comes then. Well, Krishna comes first, we should say. Krishna comes at the right at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, in this particular cycle of the four yugas. Krishna comes, and then early in the Kali Yuga, just immediate next Kali Yuga, Krishna comes again as Lord Chaitanya. So it's really like, you know, a double dose, extremely powerful dose of something very special and just practically unique compared to what the other avatars and expansions are giving. Yes, so this is very important, that Lord Chaitanya has appeared just 530 or whatever years ago, and he's given the easy, easy process for going back to Goloka Vrindavan. It's really quite something. So that is given, as we mentioned, in the form of the Sankirtan Yajna, in the form of the chanting of the holy name. This is just this is the greatest gift. On the basis of these things, chanting Hare Krishna, we can go to Goloka Vrindavan. We can go. So that's very, very special. The Lord has blessed us. And as we mentioned, he's really blessed us. He's blessed everyone on this planet, but he's really blessed us because he has allowed us to become part of his mission, to become part of his movement, to become part of the assembly of his devotees. That's quite something. And it's particularly, I mean, at least in one sense, it's particularly amazing, because who amongst us can claim that we deserve? We have the qualification for going to Goloka Vrindavan. Here I come, Goloka Vrindavan, open your doors. Yeah. No, well, like I said, this is Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is an ocean of fault. Just an ocean of fault. It's not like an ocean of many things, including some faults. It is simply an ocean of faults. That's Kali Yuga. But despite that, Lord Chaitanya has come to give us the process by which we can go back to Goloka Vrindavan and become personal associates of Radha and Krishna. It's incredible. It's incredible. Talk about causeless mercy. Really. So, now, this is discussed, as we said, in the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I want to read a few verses now. Uh, You know, we've given the basic idea, Sankirtan Yajna, we've all been saved like that. But that's just the beginning. I'm going to read now just a few verses to start off with from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 4, The Confidential Reasons for the Appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm going to read first of all verses 15 and 16. Let me just read the Sanskrit for 15 and 16. Then I'll just read the translations of some further verses. Premarasa niryasa karite asvadana. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharana. Rasika shekara krishna parama karuna. E dui hetu haite ichara udgama. So, listen carefully, devotees, to the translation. This is important. The Lord's desire to appear was born from two reasons. The Lord wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus he is known as supremely jubilant and as the most merciful of all. So it seems, not just it seems, but it is that there are three points when we talk about the appearance of the Lord in the broad sense. There are three points. One is Yuga Dharma and giving the Yuga Dharma to the fallen conditioned souls like us, and saving us. But another thing, as mentioned here, is that the Lord, he wanted to experience the essence of the mellows of love of God himself. He is God. He wanted to experience what it is like to love him. Yes. In other words, he wanted to take the position of Radharani, who loves him the most, and see what's it like. What is the experience of Radharani like? Then, we mentioned, of course, about giving the Sankirtan Yajna and saving the fallen conditioned souls. But now there's another point here. This is point three. He wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. This is a very important point. He didn't want that the people would just get another dose of Vishnu Bhakti in order to go to Vaikuntha. Because that's, in terms of transcendental elevation, that's really, as we've already said, it's really on a lower level. It's really on a lower level, transcendentally speaking. So he wanted us not only to be saved, but he wanted us to have access to Vraja Bhakti, to Goloka Vrindavan, to Radha and Krishna, through spontaneous devotional service. Not just rules, regulations, and formalities, but through spontaneous devotional service. Now I'm going to read a few verses now. Please listen. They're really nice and they're very interesting. Lord Krishna is expressing his feelings about this point of giving people Vraja Bhakti and not simply that they get Vaikuntha Bhakti. Listen to this. So this is the next verse, 17. Lord Krishna thought, all the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty. But love, weakened by that sense of majesty, does not satisfy me. If one regards me as the Supreme Lord and himself as a subordinate, I do not become subservient to his love, nor can it control me. In whatever transcendental mellow my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior. If one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, and considering me his equal or inferior, I become subordinate to him. So the Lord rarely gets into a deep relationship with such a devotee. Devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. O my dear damsels of Raja, your affection for me is your good fortune, for it is the only means by which you have obtained my favor. Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. This is Mother Yashoda with Krishna, thinking Krishna helpless. I have to look after him, otherwise he just won't make it. My friends climb on my shoulders in pure friendship, saying, "What kind of big man are you? You and I are equal." If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. So, taking these pure devotees with me, I shall descend and sport in various wonderful ways, unknown even in Vaikuntha. I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am amazed. Wow, this is deep. The influence of Yoga Maya will inspire the gopis with the sentiment that I am their paramour. Basically means boyfriend. Neither the gopis nor I shall notice this, for our minds will always be entranced by one another's beauty and qualities. So, that gives, I think, a basic idea. Yes. Let me read another couple of verses. So, the Lord is saying, I shall taste the essence of all the rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. Then, by hearing about the pure love of the residents of Raja, devotees will worship me on the path of spontaneous love, abandoning all rituals of religiosity and fruitive activity. So, yes, this was the desire of Krishna, who then, in order to fulfill that, took the form of Lord Chaitanya and came and spread the Sankirtan movement very vigorously, and then instructed Lord Nityananda. You know, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, basically he went to Jagannath Puri. Lord Nityananda went with him. But after a little while, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda, "I want you to go back and spread the Sankirtan movement." So Lord Nityananda did that and had huge impact on Bengal and northern Orissa. So that's there, the Sankirtan movement. But ultimately, the idea is to develop a deeper relationship with Krishna, Radha and Krishna, through which one can, in a natural way, enter into Goloka Vrindavan and be with them eternally. So like this, if we, the point, a point there is that if we, devotees, from Newcastle in England, from New Jagannath Puri in Phoenix, South Africa, from Shishi Radha Radhanath Temple, Haribol devotees, if we all practice the Sankirtan Yajna very nicely, and if we preach and spread Krishna consciousness very nicely, this will give us a foundation, a strong foundation of Krishna consciousness. Then, with that strong foundation, if we study Srila Prabhupada's books, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and Nectar of Devotion, these books, particularly Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, particularly, they're really discussing what is devotional service in Vrindavan, in Goloka Vrindavan. They're focusing on these things in so many ways. In so many ways. So if we make a solid foundation of the Sankirtan Yajna, preaching and delivering the fallen conditioned souls, and us also, delivering us, and we study Prabhupada's books and really try to understand what is pure devotional service and ultimately what is Vraja Bhakti, then we will be preparing ourselves in the best ways and the only ways for returning to Goloka Vrindavan. Right. So that's Lord Krishna then. Lord Chaitanya. He appeared like this. To deliver the fallen conditioned souls from Maya and put them into a process through which they'll be able to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. That's the idea. Now, there is another point, isn't there? There's another point, which is really the internal reason of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Krishna himself. The internal reason. When we talk about the internal reason, what we mean is Krishna's personal reason. Something he wants to achieve for himself. Not just deliver the fallen conditioned souls because they need to be saved, which is there. But now when we talk about this internal, personal reason, this is something else. This is the Lord's own reason for himself, what he wants to achieve. The gain he wants to get by appearing within this world. And that, as we read, was to understand the love of his devotees. Let me just read now. I'm going to read a verse from much further on in this fourth chapter. And this is actually where we'll find, very specifically, Lord Krishna's very personal reason for appearing as Lord Chaitanya. in order to help himself, you can put it that way, in order to help himself, get something for himself, not something which is for others, but something which is specifically for himself. So this is Adi Leela chapter 4, verse 230. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kirisho Vanayaiva Swadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Kirisho Va Madhiya Sokyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kirisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindho Harindu. Now listen to this, devotees. You listen to this, please. This is Lord Krishna's personal reason for appearing as Lord Chaitanya and living the way Lord Chaitanya lived. So here's the translation. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. So, for these reasons, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. So there are three personal reasons why Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, in order to achieve something for himself. Yeah. So first, let's just clarify. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. That Radharani's love for him, for Krishna, is so free from any defect or any hint of a possible defect. It's so totally pure. It's so incredibly pure that the love that anybody else has cannot compare to it. Cannot compare to it. That love of Radharani is unique, totally unique. And even though there are many great devotees, after Radharani, of course, there are other gopis. There's the Astasakis, Lalita Vishaka, and so on. Then there's the Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, and others. These are the next most elevated after Radharani. But the amount of love they have for Krishna compared to that of Radharani for Krishna, it's very small. It's really very small. Of course, compared to the love that we have, the love of Lalita or Vishakha or Rupa Manjari is so much more than ours. But now we're considering a different comparison, comparing with the love of Radharani, not with our love. So, there's an interesting book by Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur called Prema Samputa. Prema Samputa means the love locket. Like people, you know, many devotees have covertures which hang around their necks in which there's some, you know, Vrindavan dust or something sacred. And some people, they have a locket with, you know, something to do with a person they love. So this prema samputa, this love locket, belongs to Srimati Radharani. And in the story, you know, it's a long story, of course, but in the course of the story, Lord Krishna leaves the gopis in the rasa dance and goes away with Radharani. But then he leaves Radharani. You know, this is as described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Then he leaves Radharani, and, you know, then the other gopis come looking for the two of them and find Radharani. And Radharani makes the point that for Krishna, when Krishna has conjugal pastimes, I have to be there. I have to be there. Because even all of the other gopis, despite their having great, great love for him, they don't have love for him like I do. And therefore, if I am not present, then he will not be really sufficiently pleased. And the way Radharani puts it, it's very interesting. Listen to this. She says that actually my love for Krishna is so great, it is like Mount Meru, which is some, you know, fantastic mountain in this universe, way higher than Mount Everest or, you know, other Himalayan mountains. So my love for Krishna is like Mount Meru, whereas the love of any other of the gopis is no greater than a mustard seed. Mustard seed, you know, the little black seeds, very round black seeds. So that's really the situation. You know, Radharani's love for Krishna is just totally in a different dimension altogether from the love of even the next greatest, like Lalita Rupa Manjari, of all the gopis. And what to speak of the parental devotees, like Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, and the cowherd boys, and then the cows, and so on. Yeah. So this is the first personal reason, something that the Lord just really wants to know about. He's just feeling completely driven. I must experience this. I have to. It is his desire to understand the glory of Radharani's love. The glory basically means, you could say, the extent, the different aspects of Radharani's love for him. So then point two, second thing he wants to understand, which at this point when he's speaking, or, you know, when at least, shall we say, when he was thinking about this and coming up with the plan that I must do this and how I will do it, I will appear with the mood of Radharani, then the second point which arose, something he felt he had to know about, was the wonderful qualities in him that Radharani alone and no one else relishes through that love of hers. Now that's quite something, isn't it? That Radharani, the thing is, what Krishna is saying in one sense, part of it, is that Radharani is aware of more qualities within myself than I am aware of. And therefore she becomes so attached to me that I think, why? Why is she so attached to me? I mean, what is it about me? Krishna feels like this. What is it about me that stimulates her to love me so much that I can't understand the extent of her love? You get the idea. She sees things in Krishna which Krishna doesn't see. And they stimulate her so strongly. They stimulate her in such ways that Krishna, when he sees how stimulated she is, Krishna becomes bewildered. He cannot comprehend. So that's point number two, or reason, yeah, point number two. And then the third point is, Krishna wants to know, wants to feel, wants to experience the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love for her. He loves her. Krishna loves Srimati Radharani. It's so amazing, so deep and so beautiful. He'll do anything, anything for his beloved Srimati Radharani. And so that's his love. He loves her like that. He loves her like that. And when she understands, when she experiences, when she realizes how much he loves her, she becomes happy. And she becomes just, again, it's all incomprehensible to people like us. She becomes so incredibly happy that Krishna, he can't understand how happy she is. And so he wants to experience it. These three things are closely linked to each other, but each one stands on its own. The glory of her love, the qualities in him which stimulate her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes how much he loves her. They're connected, but each one stands on its own. So these are together, these are the internal reasons. Lord Krishna's and Lord Chaitanya's, because he's Lord Krishna, reasons for himself why he wants to appear in order to answer some questions that he has. Give some experience which he's never had, which he's only observed, but now he wants to feel it himself. He wants to dive into that ocean of the love of Radharani with its different aspects and different facets. So, yes, so this is really amazing, and this is really wonderful. And this is also connected with the Sankirtan Yajna. Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Puri, you know, in the later years, then Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar Goswami, sometimes Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and various others, they would associate with him. Lord Chaitanya had sent Nityananda to Bengal and northern Orissa in order to establish not establish, but to continue the spreading of the Sankirtan movement, he remained in Puri, just hearing and chanting about Krishna. And that's all. He was simply hearing and chanting, and hearing and chanting, and hearing and chanting, in the company of these great, great Vaishnavas, particularly Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Yes, so this also gives a pointer to us that, and I mentioned already, that on a foundational level, there's the Sankirtan Yajna. It's the process for this Kali Yuga. But it's also the process through which one begins to get entrance into Vraja Bhakti and to come closer to Radha and Krishna. Then ultimately it's the foundation of the hearing and chanting of literatures like Chaitanya Charitamrita, like the Bhagavatam, particularly the 10th canto, but not only the 10th canto. And without doubt, Nectar of Devotion is just saturated completely with Vraja Bhakti. And Prabhupada said, this is like our instruction manual, how to be a devotee. So, of course, we have to be very careful not to cheapen things. That I'm just going to get into the conjugal pastimes and like that. We know Srila Prabhupada spoke about that on quite a number of occasions and very strongly. Don't jump over. Don't jump over. And don't just focus on the conjugal pastimes and ignore the other pastimes. They must all be there. So when one's foundation of the Sankirtan Yajna and the chanting of Hare Krishna in general, when one's foundation is there very nicely, then one can approach these other aspects of Krishna consciousness, specifically Vraja Bhakti. Doing it very carefully, in a very sober way, in a very dutiful way, and keeping the foundation of the Sankirtan Yajna there very strongly. Otherwise, well, you know, if you know something about building buildings, particularly big buildings, you got to have a good foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, what happens, of course, the building falls over. It collapses. You know, every now and then we read how in India or Pakistan and other places too, but in certain places, every year or every 6 months or whatever, some factory collapses. I'm sure you're aware of that. Some factory collapses, people die, and there's a whole, so many people are just outraged. So, one of the main reasons for that sort of thing happening is the foundation is not strong enough. And it can't support the weight, and therefore things start moving. And then the rest of the building can't take the strain, and before you know it, crash. So for our Krishna consciousness, this is very important. Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, so wonderful. It's just so wonderful. But to be able to approach them nicely, effectively, successfully, one has to have that foundation of the Sankirtan Yajna, of the chanting of Hare Krishna, of being a very humble servant in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. One needs these things. So, these are some points then about the internal reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the appearance of Lord Krishna as Lord Chaitanya. And today is the Lord's appearance day. Of course, time, it's getting towards the later part of the day. But there's still time, devotees. There's still time to offer some special prayers for mercy from Lord Chaitanya. To offer some prayers to Srila Prabhupada that you are the close associate of Lord Chaitanya. So you please put in some request on my behalf to Lord Chaitanya to please be merciful to this fallen and struggling conditioned soul. It's not too late. The Lord is more accessible on his appearance days. So let's do that. Let's offer some prayers to the Lord for his mercy. And that he helps us to become worthy members of his Sankirtan movement. So let us do like that. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda, Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Shri Gopanima Mahotsava Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande, Hari Bol. So, okay, Avikar Krishna Prabhu, you'll take over from here. Okay. Avikar Krishna Prabhu.
They muted.
Okay. Anyway, he was writing. All right. Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.